This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. As the nation is battered by a perfect storm of societal, medical, and environmental troubles, President Donald Trump will make his case for another 4 years in accepting the GOP nomination. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
He painted a dark picture of America when Republicans first nominated him in Cleveland. Tonight, the president will say he's spent the 4 years since cleaning up the mess Joe Biden has created over 47 years. In excerpts of remarks he'll deliver on the South Lawn, he calls Biden an empty shell of a candidate, previewing what's likely to be an ugly 10 weeks before Election Day. The speech was nearly put off.
I was actually prepared to postpone
in case he needed to visit the Gulf Coast, which the president says got a little bit lucky when Hurricane Laura passed quickly. He'll go to Texas and Louisiana this weekend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Laura has weakened to a tropical storm after blasting the Louisiana coast with high winds and heavy rain for hours. The system that came ashore as a Category 4 hurricane is being blamed for at least 4 deaths. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that hundreds of thousands of people are still without power.
The good news is we had more line crews pre-positioned in Louisiana ahead of landfall than ever before. But that is not to say that restoration of power is going to be done very quickly, because we believe there was tremendous damage done to the power infrastructure.
Rescuers have to wait for winds to die down before looking for survivors. Laura is now headed toward Arkansas. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The National Basketball Association said Thursday it hopes to resume play in a day or two after a boycott by players protesting against racial injustice and police brutality, while President Donald Trump denounced the league as a political organization. The NBA players decided not to end their season after meeting among themselves in the bubble-like campus at Disney World in Florida, where games are being contested due to the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump, during a briefing at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, criticized the NBA.
I don't know much about the NBA protest. I know their ratings have been very bad because I think people are a little tired of the NBA.
The protest by NBA players focused on the police shooting on Sunday of a black man named Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Other sports leagues, including the NFL, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and the WNBA, canceled games Wednesday in solidarity with the NBA. Kenosha has been rocked by civil unrest and violence since Sunday when police shot Blake, who was left paralyzed by the shooting and is being treated for his injuries. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Thursday warned against mass gatherings of people amid a resurgence of coronavirus cases in many countries. Tedros said that as nations begin to reopen more social events, many are starting to see a resurgence of transmission, and that countries would have to make their own decisions about how to host those events safely. The director general also highlighted the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on worldwide mental health, saying it has caused anxiety and fear, as well as disruption to mental health services.
COVID-19 has impacted the mental health of millions of people in terms of the anxiety and fear it has caused, and disruption to mental health services.
Tedros's comments come ahead of a WHO summit on mental health on October 10th, World Mental Health Awareness Day. As some segments of the U.S. economy show signs of a rebound, the number of Americans applying for jobless aid remains persistently and historically high, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports just over 1 million people filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That was a drop of 98,000 from the week before. Before the coronavirus pandemic, claims had never exceeded 700,000 in a week, but the number has been above 1 million most weeks since March. In all, more than 14.5 million Americans are collecting traditional jobless benefits right now. That's up from just 1.7 million a year ago, a sign that many American families are depending on unemployment checks to keep them afloat. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.